The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
You basically lost two All-Ireland down in one season. It's only 9 months since we lost the last one.
Only Mayo could lose two All-Ireland in one
season. Yeah, that's going to be cool, isn't it?
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
I'm delighted to say we're joined on the line this morning by Nicky Daly, who you'll know from the Irish hockey team, obviously part of that famous 2018 World Cup team. But busy, Nicky, inspiring, facilitating the next generation of female competitors in your other sport, motorsport. Good morning to you.
Morning, how are you?
People will be, as I said, familiar with you and some people from your motorsport side, but certainly from the hockey side. Will you talk to us a little bit about the motorsport interest, the lineage, and how all that's come about?
Yeah, so obviously I was born into a motor racing family with my uncle Derek racing Formula One and Indy cars, and my own dad being a very well recognised racing driver here in Ireland. So I've been around it all my life, and you know, I wanted to get involved in it. I studied mechanical engineering, went to the UK and did a master's in motorsport engineering, and then went to work for a racing team in the States as a data engineer. So during my time of studying and working in the sport, I realized there was very few women, girls, you know, involved in the sport, either participating on the track or away from the track. And when I came back after working in the States, I wanted to do something. I wanted to share my positive experience that I had. You know, I had so much fun getting to go to all the racetracks around America, being at a different track every weekend, and, you know, saying that the pit lane was basically my office, and to, I suppose, highlight the different career opportunities that are involved in the sport. And so in 2018, I set up a platform called Formula Female in order to do exactly that, to try and highlight the different opportunities, the different women who are involved in the sport all around the world, and just make it a place that women could feel that it was an opportunity for them to get involved if they wanted to. So in 2019, then I launched the Go Girls Karting Initiative, which was a joint venture between Motorsport Ireland and Formula Female. It was part of the Sport Ireland's Women in Sport program, and it was backed by an Irish motor racing team, CJJ Motorsports. And since then, we've introduced over 500 schoolgirls to motorsport through the program until COVID hit. So it's been, yeah, it's been an incredible journey so far with Formula Female, and we've managed to open sport up to so many young girls. And this weekend, we're running an all-female team. We've got seven drivers taking part in the Tillotson T4 World Cup event at White River Karting Centre in County Louth. And it's, we're introducing two brand new drivers who have never, you know, taken part in sport before. And that was a key objective, I suppose, of the Go Girls program, was to increase the active participation. So we're really looking forward to the weekend and seeing all the girls out there competing against some of the, you know, the best drivers in the world.
Yeah, it's incredible. And just because I want to come back, obviously, to talk about that. But one last one on your own path, Nicky. Were you, you're a mechanical engineer, as you said, you've been looking at your dad and your uncle, been, like, I presume, sort of knee deep in engines and very deep in the top end of motorsport. When you were looking at that, were you, or had you ever in mind that you would follow them down that path? Or was it always to do with the engineering side of it? Or what was your own
I suppose, like, yeah, when I was younger, I probably wanted to be just like them. I wanted to be a racing driver. But, you know, my dad was very much focused on his own racing at the time. And fortunately, he passed away when I was quite young. So I didn't really get that opportunity to make that that step into the driving side of it. But I've done a couple of events here and there on the driving side. And I think I'll do a few more in the next couple of years. But I got into the engineering side, I suppose, when I started studying mechanical engineering, and I realized that there was so much to learn around the engineering of motorsport, and something that, you know, I knew my dad was doing these things himself, but I wasn't aware that it was engineering, and there was actually these kind of careers within the sport at a young age. I didn't realize. So, you know, when I finished college, it certainly became an area and an avenue that I wanted to explore.
Yeah, it's not easy, is it? Like, and I presume that's a big part of why you've set up Formula Female and gone down that path in terms of trying to open those avenues that you've spoken about. But it's not an easy sport to get into. It's not like picking up a football or a tennis racket.
No, it is. It's it, like, I think as well, the fact that people don't really know about it and they're not aware of, you know, even maybe the motorsport we have here in Ireland. And I suppose it's about that. It's about sort of opening it up and creating these opportunities for them to get involved. And, you know, working with Motorsport Ireland and Tillotson Racing, they, you know, Tillotson have just introduced a brand new, it's called the T4 package that they released in 2019. And the aim of it is to, it's to be a more affordable, more accessible route into motorsport. And so working with them and working with Motorsport Ireland, we can allow, you know, it gives us an avenue to be able to open up an entry point to the sport for young people. So, you know, there is things kind of happening, but again, it's about sort of raising the awareness of it with, you know, young people around the country.
And Nikki, if I suppose if you didn't put this team together, you know, there was stats saying that there'd be only maybe two girls competing out of the 91 drivers at the competition this weekend. You know, that's unbelievable stat, really. Is that probably, I suppose, the main reason that you decided to take hold of this and try get it going?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think there might be three other girls who are competing in the event. And so for us, it's, you know, we're obviously bringing seven extra female drivers to it. And, you know, they're all, we've got girls across all the different age categories. So we've got, you know, girls in the T4 mini at age 10, all the way up to the T4 senior at age like 24, which is brilliant. You know, you're getting an opportunity to bring all these girls together. And for them, they feel like, you know, they feel part of a team. They feel they're supported, and they're also able to support each other when they're out there. And obviously it gives them a huge amount of confidence then to be, you know, to be coming together and to be sharing in the experience. But yeah, obviously, you know, increasing the female participation is a huge part of what we do. And it's a huge part of the Go Girls initiative. So to be able to bring these five girls together who have raced before, and then the two additional ones, it also, for the two girls who've never been involved before, again, it gives them that kind of feeling of support and encouragement for their first outing. So,
and some of the girls as well, I remember when I met you, I think it was back in 2019 at the launch of Formerly Female, and I met Holly Dynan that day. She was, I think, maybe 10 or 11 years old, and I remember her enthusiasm and how infectious she was, and she was so buzzing about being out in the car, and she just couldn't wait, you know, to get into the bigger car. She was telling me, I'm in my cart, but I can't wait to be able to get into the bigger car. And she's going to be racing this weekend.
Yeah, Holly's been with us since we kind of started. And yeah, like you said, she was probably only 11 back then, and she's 13 now. And like, it's great to see them grow as well over the time. And, you know, she's doing everything she can to kind of improve her racing. And yeah, she does have her sights set on moving into the bigger cars when she's old enough. And to be honest, that's not too far away when it comes to motorsport. You know, you can kind of get into Ginetta Juniors, which are, you know, road or racing cars, from the age of 14. So yeah, it's brilliant to have Holly with us. And, you know, this weekend is also about the launch of a children's book that we've collaborated with Laura Hannon, who's a mechanical engineer, but also a motorsport enthusiast. And like what I just mentioned before, Laura had no real way of getting into the sport. She always had an interest in it, but she didn't really know how to get involved in it. So she reached out to us and said, you know, I have this idea. I want to get involved in motorsport. And, you know, I'm inspired by Formula Female. And so this weekend we're launching in, I suppose, partnership with MSL Grange Motors, her book, which is called Daisy's First Race Car. And the message in the book is to dream like Daisy, to encourage the next generation to believe anything is possible and to follow your dreams, basically.
Great. And it's working. It is working on, like, reading the brief. It's working on a lot of different levels, Nikki. You're not just trying to tick one box here. You're trying to inspire everybody at all sorts of levels, including the pursuit of STEM subjects as well in school. It's a powerful thing. I did wonder, by the way, about, like, we're all experts in motorsport now. I've seen Drive to Survive. I think I'm very much equipped to hold my own here in any conversation about motorsport. Have you found there's a bit of a trickle down from that in terms of interest?
Yeah, I think so. I think the Drive to Survive has definitely sparked a lot of interest among people. I even know from the hockey team, you know, I've been banging on about Formula One for years, and they're always like, oh, for God's sake, that's stupid sport where they just drive around in circles. And now the girls are all about it. They are like, oh my God, it's amazing. I didn't know there was so much you know, that went on in the background. And, you know, you get to learn, obviously, about the drivers and their personalities and how the teams operate and things. So, yeah, it's definitely brought, again, it's about opening the sport up and making people or drawing people in to a certain level. And I think that that has definitely sparked an interest. But I also think that the sport in general is trying to become more inclusive and more accessible. You know, they're trying to maybe shake off that tag of being elitist and trying to make, you know, the sport more diverse and accessible for everyone.
Can I ask you just on that topic of sort of the accessibility of sports and the perception of elite sports in Ireland, and maybe in some ways the damage that's been done with the rugby example over the last week, if that's something you've seen or have a thought on?
Yeah, with the Connacht girls.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think it's, yeah, you're trying to, you know, we're all trying to do things here to make it equal and to give equal opportunities to everyone. And I think that, like that, you know, it was horrific to see them standing in those pop-up tents at the side of a pitch and rats running around them. It's not acceptable. And I think that it just goes to show that there's still a lot more to be done in terms of equality in sport for women. And hopefully, you know, that'll be another thing that's going to bring it to the light, that there is a lot more to be done.
And on the hockey side, we mentioned at the very top, we can't, I'm sure it's not the hot priority for you at the minute. How were that the team at in terms of processing what happened at the Olympics? Were you obviously used to you guys being such high achievers? You've created your own benchmark of expectation, is the unfortunate side of the great achievements you've had over the years. But how have you as a group managed to address that and put it to one side? Where's the disappointment at now, I suppose, at this stage of the year?
I suppose I haven't been back with the squad, so it's hard to know really where the squad is at the minute. I suppose I'm in a different phase of my career to others, and look, you know, the Olympics was an incredible experience. Obviously, it didn't go the way we wanted it to go, and we didn't achieve the goals that we had set out for ourselves, and that was disappointing. And you know, you put so much into an Olympic Games. It takes, you know, for all of us, it was all of our careers, the 10 years, 12 years that went before, the 15 for some of the girls that went before it. And, you know, you spend your whole life committing to this, and then it doesn't quite go that way that you want it to go. And then you kind of come back and it's almost like nothing's happened. So it's very emotional feeling. And there's a lot of different emotions, I suppose, that it's hard to just even put it into words. It's still a bit of a process to come down from that experience and that whole build up. That it's not just this year was the build up. It's your whole career is the build up to it. And you know, especially when you don't achieve what you wanted to achieve and you feel like, oh, we were just the wrong side of a couple of results. It's it's tough. And I think that the process of, you know, getting through it and understanding it is probably still happening for the team at the minute.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, reminder to people, Formula Female Karting World Cup, Tillotson T4 Karting World Cup. Where's the best place for people to go if they want to check out more information on it?
Yeah, actually, they're going to live stream it this weekend. So if you check out any, like, the Formula Female page, Tillotson Racing page on Facebook or Instagram, there'll be a link to their YouTube channel, and you can watch some of the racing if you want, or you can find out more information on either of those sites, or motorsportireland.com will also give you some information on how to get started if that's something that you're interested in.
Brilliant. Nikki, thanks a million.
No problem. Thank you.
Nikki Daly on the line there, looking ahead to that the weekend, telling us a bit more detail on what is a pretty incredible story, it has to be said, that work that she's doing to inspire the next generation of young sports people in the country, and in motorsport particularly, Aisling, because it is, no matter your gender, it's a tough sport to get into, but certainly the stats that she provided there in terms of what a landslide for male versus female that it is, it's powerful work she's doing.
Yeah, and I think it is tough to know how to get into it. Where do you start? Where do you go? I think in Ireland anyway, you know, it's not known to where do you go to get involved. But I think what she's doing is brilliant. And I was just looking through some of the profiles of some of the girls as well, and some of their goals and their aspirations. And it's brilliant to see, like, some of their goals are like to drive a Red Bull Formula One car, class. You know, and you know, to see those things and for them to be actually saying them and believing, oh look, this is something I can chase and this is the goal that's possible, is brilliant. And it's all the work that Nicky's doing.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.